Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We've just celebrated another Independence Day. Parades and fireworks and flags waving. My flag is up and waving all year long. But on the 4th of July, it is really showing off. Our leaders were giving patriotic speeches across the nation. President Trump spoke from the Lincoln Memorial here in D.C., and some critics said he would be too political. But it seems to me appropriate for our president to honor our military in the United States of America on Independence Day. After all, let's not forget our nation is a leader of the free world. Let's remember what got us to where we are today. Liberty, justice for all, freedom from oppressive government restrictions, private property rights. Our way of life has been threatened many times, but we have always been up to the challenge. Our nation is more than 200 years old, but that's young compared to many other countries. With instantaneous 24-hour news, we watch the death and destruction in many countries around the world. We don't want that. We need to appreciate what we have and never forget that hard work and individual responsibility is a foundation for our success. We keep hearing a loud call to turn the country towards socialism. Well, why would we want to go down that road? Look at Venezuela and Cuba and others. The only successful communist countries are those that are moving away from heavy socialistic policies, such as Vietnam and maybe China. We need to celebrate and preserve our old frontier spirit ringing from the rafters. What we have today wasn't handed to us on a silver platter. It took hard work and determination and sacrifice to develop our country. We fought the British for our independence. We fought the Civil War to save the Union. And then we fought World War I and World War II. The fact that millions of people from other countries will do anything to get into the United States, legally or illegally. Well, what does that tell you? Well, maybe it's telling us that we have something worth protecting and preserving. Don't mess it up. So, God bless America. Next week, I'll be on the farm in Illinois, and I'll call in from that location, let you know how the corn and soybeans and the baby pigs are.